Hey, fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. If you ask me what my number one failure in business, and maybe arguably in life in general, has been in the past, I would say it was my inclination to always do shit alone. I always shied away from joining groups and cliques and that type of shit. And just kind of, I think, as an outgrowth of some family circumstances and the fact that I always played individual sports like swimming and mountain biking, that type of stuff, I just tend to be a lone wolf, for better or worse. And in the case of business, it was certainly for worse. You know, the result of that is, yeah, I can carry a heavy load. I can do a lot of shit for one guy. But the reality is there's only so much you can carry, and you eventually get burned out and worn out when you're trying to do everything alone. So we're at our end of the Mile High Profit Summit, did our team dinner, all of the coaches. I was involved in the fight. Went out for a great dinner hosted by Tom and Lee. And we always kind of do a roundtable comment of what our biggest takeaway of the event is. And mine really wasn't about the event in general. It's just something that reinforced. And that was, it wasn't until I joined the Contractor Fight a couple of years ago that I truly understood the power of being a part of a team and of being able to leverage other people to help them achieve their goals and, as a result, achieve my own goals. You know, that's something that was really reinforced at the Profit Summit, that ability to leverage others to raise yourself. And I mean that in a selfish way. We always talk about how you help other people get what they need, you'll ultimately get what you need. And that's what I'm talking about here. And it was really evident throughout the event. You know, Neil started off the event, he was the MC, and was talking about how one of his biggest regrets from an event he went to years ago was being the classic introvert that he is. He didn't shake one person's hand, and he just considered that a huge wasted opportunity. And to that end, I actually saw a Facebook post in one of the groups today that said that. I went there, I felt imposter syndrome, I didn't communicate with anybody, didn't connect with any of the other members. That's something that person regrets and is going to change at the next fight event they attend. So that's great. But at the event, it was really, really evident. Like everywhere you went, where you're looking at Facebook posts, there's just pictures of guys, you know, getting breakfast together, getting dinner together, getting drinks and doing role plays. It was kind of amazing. Like everywhere you went, there was people clustered together. And I've been to lots of events in the past, much like Neil described, where there's a speaker on stage and then there's the breaks. Someone just kind of goes huddles and stares at their smartphone or whatever during the breaks. But this group was very different. Everybody was reaching out and trying to find a connection, trying to find their own tribe so they could, you know, get over whatever hurdles they had. That's kind of the magic of the fight community, right? There's people at all stages of business, whether you're starting out or you've been in the game for a long time, the opportunities are there to always learn, always to lift somebody else up and kind of get those nuggets that you're looking for. We kind of even went to a point, which is funny, you know, when we're at this event, everywhere you go, I'm getting grabbed. Like I can't walk like a step without somebody else grabbing my ear and talking to me, which I welcome at events like this. So a funny thing happened on the last day. It was actually the day after the event. The team, some members of the team, were just grabbing some breakfast at the Mexican place at the hotel. And we walked in, and the place was full of members. And my initial reaction, just being completely emotionally exhausted, was like, well, here we go again. Keep on, you know, keep on talking and keep on networking. And then a funny thing happened is that, you know, Derek and I were sitting waiting for the table, and everyone just kind of nodded and they acknowledged us, but stayed at their little table. And they all had their own little crew going on. It was fun. Both Derek and I were just commenting on how it was just great to see these people had found their tribe, right? They'd found the guys that had the similar goals that they're fighting for. So they could form this little mastermind group. And you could just kind of see these relationships I've been witnessing throughout the week kind of start to gel. had been solidified. And it was all reinforced in the Facebook post where people are recapping what they learned from the week and the people they met, the accountability partners and stuff that they established. So I'm bringing this up ultimately because our Battleground group coaching program is reopening. It's only opened 3 times a year. It's opening again early October. I think it's October 1st, but I don't want to be held to that because I'm not sure if that's actually the right date, but sometime around the beginning of October. And if you're in your business and you feel alone, this is kind of the place to be. You know, when I was, before I found Tom and the fight, you know, I was at my painting business in Massachusetts. Like, I think just as soon as other painters stick a 5-in-1 in my neck, then let go of any, you know, business secrets, quote unquote, that they had, like how little money they were charging or how shitty their marketing campaign was. And so as a result of that, I just felt like I was flying solo, which while it suited my personality, it also really limited my growth to what I could discover on my own. And the Battleground community is incredibly unique in that everyone there is super vested in the success of everybody else there because they know that, you know, kind of the rising tide raises all ships mentality. And to the fact that, you know, we're at the summit, there was, we had kind of like, you know, ribbons and shit on people's badges. So you kind of knew what programs and stuff they were in. And there was about half the room was outside our community. And so I just kind of went around, made a point of finding people with kind of the bare bones badge, introducing myself, talking to them. And when they started asking me about Battleground, I just referred them to the other members. And the members, you know, they had the green Battleground ribbon or whatever. And I did that for 2 reasons. One, to just kind of initiate this community building and get these people networking at the event so they could leverage their investment. But more importantly, so that they could interact with these Battleground members and really get a feel for the type of people that are in it, because it's a special group that is a wealth of knowledge, and more importantly, is a wealth of knowledge that wants to share and kind of keep casting that light forward into the contracting universe to make all of our lives better and easier. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, keep an eye out on the Contractor Fight media channels for when we announce the launch date. We've got a couple good specials going on to get people in there, and an amazing new program that we've refined since we launched it beginning of the year. So look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.